You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and across the whole of the UK, the RNIB's campaigns teams work together with local councils to tackle issues faced by blind and partially sighted people in their local area. And joining me now to discuss their work is Lewis Winton, Regional Campaigns Officer for the North East, and Jonathan Higgins from Newcastle City Council. Thank you both so much for joining me. So Lewis, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do with blind and partially sighted people in the North East and how campaigns work?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Ellie. So as you mentioned, I'm the Regional Campaigns Officer for RNIB here in the wonderful North East, must I add. And I work with blind and partially sighted people right across the North East to tackle issues in our region. Now, people may ask, what kind of issues do we challenge? Which issues do we influence? But ultimately, we campaign on lots of different work streams, lots of different topics, from public transport to the NHS trusts, the built environment. So whatever issues are affecting blind and partially sighted people across the North East, we have a resource in place to offer that support right across the board to influence positive change, to ensure that the North East is a safe and inclusive place for blind and partially sighted people to live.
And you work together with blind and partially sighted people in the community as well. They can come to you with issues that they want to campaign on, that they're passionate about, and you can work together with those as well.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. So in terms of regional campaigns, the current structure at RNIB is we have regional campaign officers in different regions across the United Kingdom. Our priorities are set by the local community. So if you've got Mr. Bloggs who come to me and said, Lewis, I'm struggling with an issue in Newcastle around a built environment, I could then sit down with that person, look to address that issue, do some research to see if that issue is affecting other blind and partially sighted people within Newcastle. And then we'd work with key decision makers to influence change.
And some of those key decision makers will be people in the council, for instance, Newcastle City Council. And Jonathan Higgins is joining us as well today from Newcastle City Council. Can you tell us a little bit about how yourself, Lewis, and the council and Jonathan work together on different campaigns and different issues?
Yeah, certainly. So firstly, I'd like to place on record a huge thanks to Newcastle City Council. I've done lots of work with the City Council over the past 3 or 4 years in relation to campaigns. And thankfully, we've built up an excellent working relationship. And to give you, an insight into the kind of work that we do get involved with, obviously, why we're here today to speak about the Smart Bus Stop trial, which I'm sure Jonathan will give you more of the specifics around that. But we've worked with Newcastle City Council in regards to the built environment, the street charter, which RNIB have in place with Newcastle City Council. We recently worked on the Newcastle City Council consultation, where Newcastle proposing to implement, lots of changes to their city centre in regards to kind of pedestrian-only zones. So we work with Newcastle City Council on a continuous basis to ensure that blind and partially sighted people have a voice in that city.
So, Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit about the Smart Bus Stop trial that's going to be happening and what that's about?
Yeah, pleased to. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on and giving us the opportunity to talk to a wider audience about this. But essentially, the Smart Bus Stop trial is part of work that we're doing across the city to clean the city, to make it a safer city, a cleaner and greener city. And part of that is to focus on public transport, how it operates and how people move. And that's my sort of remit within transport. What we're currently working on is through what's called the Transforming Cities Programme, is a bid to put, if you like, intelligent systems into not just the bus stops, but into buses and across the city as a whole, to give a real boost to public transport. And this Smart Bus Stop trial forms one part of that. So essentially, what the Smart Bus Stop does is it provides a very sort of inexpensive small beacon on the stop itself. And essentially, when somebody who is partially sighted comes up to the bus stop, there is an application on their mobile phone that tells them that they've reached a particular bus stop and that the next buses from that bus will be along in such and such a time and such an order. It's to give the blind and partially sighted passengers much more certainty of the trips that they're undertaking, that they're in the right place, and it just makes it easier for them to travel. And of course, if it's easier for them to travel, they're more likely to do so.
And you worked with Lewis and the RNIB on forming this project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
In this work, We talk to many different groups. We talk to disability forums, an elders council, and of course the RNIB and Lewis to trial this, because one of the issues we have to do is we have to make sure that it works and that it's useful for people before we roll it out any further. So this is why we got in touch with the RNIB, to look for people who'd be prepared to put the application on their phone, who were regular users of public transport.
If I could just very quickly elaborate on something that Jonathan said, which is for me as a visually impaired person, which is really refreshing as well. Now, from what I'm led to believe, that Newcastle City Council are one of the first, if not the first, a local authority across England to trial this particular software. Now, obviously working in collaboration with, you know, different stakeholders that Jonathan mentioned, one being Newcastle Vision Support, I think the fact that Newcastle City Council are trying to find, you know, these different pioneering ways to ensure that bus travel and public transport in Newcastle is fully inclusive and fully accessible, you know, from our community as blind and partially sighted people, that is so refreshing. And we're just so pleased that the City Council effectively being the first authority to trial this project. And we're really hoping that it can be something which potentially gets rolled out across England.
It's an exciting time, isn't it, to be in Newcastle, I suppose, with all this happening. What was the reaction like, Lewis, from people who you know within the blind and partially sighted community when they heard about this trial and when they heard about this happening?
I think the overwhelming reaction was, you know, it was absolute gratitude. The fact that there's a new pioneering software on the market which could potentially make, you know, bus travel that little bit more inclusive by sending real-time information to that visually impaired person who is looking to access that bus service. You know, they were really grateful. They were really excited by the news and the prospect of this software becoming rolled out right across Tyne and Wear. Now, understandably, there was a slight little bit of apprehension from our older service users who may not, you know, be tech savvy, may not use smartphones. However, certainly from the younger generation, you know, they really embraced it. They really embraced technology. You understand the way that we're working in the world at present, and you know how these different softwares and these different apps can really, you know, improve accessibility. Now, I think just touching on what Jonathan mentioned as well, kind of working with these different stakeholder groups, I can understand from the City Council's perspective that it can be quite difficult to try and make everything inclusive, you know, for everybody. But I can only speak on behalf of blind and partially sighted people, and you know, we're really impressed with the work that Jonathan and his team at the Newcastle Council are doing to support blind and partially sighted constituents.
So, Jonathan, how important is it for you and for your department to bring in people from organisations like the RNIB to discuss and liaise with when you're looking at making things more inclusive?
Well, it's pretty much key to everything that we do. We have a duty to ensure that the roads, bus routes, the metro system, the network, if you like, is usable by as many people as possible and it is as inclusive as possible. So, and we take that seriously. So when we're designing schemes, we want to make sure that the people who are using it are happy with it, but also that as many people as possible can use it. One of the interesting things about it is, of course, is that when we're doing this, we're spending public money and, you know, not all of the public are a particular type of person, or not all of the public are car drivers, not all of the public just use bus, but, you know, but so it's a question of making sure that the infrastructure that we put in is not just fit for purpose, but actually it's usable by a wide range of people. So engagement with groups such as Lewis's is of paramount importance to us to ensure that everybody has the same opportunities.
Let us know how it goes. We'll have to catch up again after the trial and see what's happening. But for now, thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellie.